तदा विश्वेश्वर
क्रुद्धा
भगवल्लोक भावना हनिष्यत्य विचिर्यासा यथा त्रिंशत पर्वदृक्। तदा At that time, Vishva Ishvara, the Lord of the universe, Krudha, in great anger, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Loka Bhavana, desiring the welfare of the people in general. Anishyati will kill. Avachirya, descending himself. Asau, he. Yatha, as if. Adrin, the mountains. Shataparavadrik, the controller of the thunderbolt. Indra. Translation. At that time, the Lord of the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the well-wisher of all living entities, will descend and kill them, just as Indra smashes the mountains with his thunderbolts. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, the Lord descends as an incarnation to deliver the devotees and kill the miscreants. The Lord of the universe and of everything will appear to kill the sons of Diti, because of their offending the devotees of the Lord. There are many agents of the Lord, such as Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Goddess Durga, and Kali, who can chastise any formidable miscreants in the world. The example of mountains being smashed by a thunderbolt is very appropriate. The mountain is considered the most strongly built body within the universe, yet it can be easily smashed by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not need to descend in order to kill any strongly built body. He comes down just for the sake of his devotees. Everyone is subject to the miseries offered by the material nature. But because the activities of the miscreants, such as killing innocent people and animals or torturing women, are harmful to everyone and are therefore a source of pain for the devotees, the Lord comes down. He descends only to give relief to his ardent devotees. The killing of the miscreant by the Lord is also the mercy of the Lord towards the miscreant, although apparently the Lord takes the side of the devotee. Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference between his activities of killing the miscreants and favoring the devotees. So Krishna, here we see is that he is coming for the devotees, that interaction with the devotees. This is what is important to him. Much of the time we think the Lord setting things right, chastising the demons, establishing the religious principles. But actually, the most important thing for the Lord is the happiness of the devotees. It's not actually the establishment of the Dharma. Dharma is there as an environment in which devotees can peacefully perform their service. That's disturbed, then he comes to establish that. He doesn't have an interest or even a need to come to establish, you know, to destroy the demons and all that. The material energy, Indra, all these different people, they can do it. There's not a problem. Right? That's not the difficulty. Because even if it's too big for Indra, sometimes we see that, someone else can get it. Durga can kill them, Kali can kill them. But it's when the devotees are involved, then we see the Lord comes. We see in these other things, who is bothered, right, before? If it's only the posts of the demigods are a problem, then the Lord doesn't necessarily need to come. He comes for the devotee. Right? He came as Vamana Day because there's Bali Maharaj. Right? He's coming as Hiranyakashipu. He's coming as Nisringadev because of Kaladi Maharaj. So I say, but Moshe Asura, who's being bothered, right? Big buffalo comes, knocks Indra off his seat, and sits down. Right? So what's the problem? There it's not a matter of he's a devotee is being disturbed in his devotional service. No, it's he is a living entity thinking I am Indra, the Lord of the universe, is disturbed and thinking I am the Lord of the universe. Therefore, it's not a need for Krishna to kill the demons. Right? Durga will do this. Does that make sense? So that means that in devotional service, the performance of devotional service, the satisfaction of the devotees, that's actually what's important to the Lord. Not removal of things that are seemingly improper or setting an example, quote unquote. That's not why the Lord comes. Because the point is so many examples have been set and demons are still there. Where is the real example to set? Is in devotional service. How to move people forward. How to make them established in devotional service. Very easy. I'm telling you, the easiest thing in the world is somebody does something wrong, chastise them, throw them out. Anybody can do that. I can bring a rickshaw all from outside and he can do as good a job, if not better, than anyone sitting in this room. And I mean it. So if that's one standard of devotional service, that that's why I have meaning in my life, is because I chastise devotees and throw them out, you have a serious problem in your life. And that problem is Krishna consciousness, because you don't have it. So why is this point brought up again and again by Prabhupada? That Krishna, when he comes, yada yada yadarmasya, we stand on that one. Why? Because we're moralists. Right? You know that actually, technically speaking, in religion, the only religion in the universe that's actually counted as a real religion is Varnashram Dharma. Right? Therefore, connected to Krishna is called Sanatana Dharma. Anything else that you call a religion is actually upadharma, it's sub-religion, it's actually counted in the platform of pranamoya, it's in the realm of economics, justice, and ethics, or your morality. It's not religion. Because religion can only be followed by human beings, and human life starts at varnashram. Ethics, so many. You see animals, they have their ethics, right? Wolves, they won't attack pregnant women. Right? So they have their ethics too. Right? So the real thing is what is progressive to human life? Right? How many people have lost their heads, been burnt at the stake, hung in public view, and still things go on? The world does not change. It does not become any better. Right? If you look in history, Spain was not known to be in a great time during the Inquisition. Right? I'm not sure what the state was. Maybe it was Massachusetts or Salem. It was not known as a great place to live. The realtors were not going, come to Salem and enjoy the, you know, bonfires, you know, like that. Regular bonfires of, you know, heretical, you know, how you say, local civilians, you know. Bring your family and kids and a snack. Right? Is it saying that? Was England known as, was it the golden age during Mary I in England? No. Right? It's when there's some example, some leadership in religion, in philosophy, in Krishna consciousness, that's what changes society. There were no police in America. There was no FBI. There was no CIA. There were no all kinds of other hidden, little groups that try to maintain discipline in America. And was there a change? Did it get any better? Were people not making trouble? Or was it when Srila Prabhupada came? One man. And that one man changed the face of the world. Think about it. Next time you're there at the wall with your stone, ready to throw it, you think about this. And you think about this. Not one acharya who would say, go for it, throw that stone. Not one. But here we are, out with our pitchforks and our torches. So common. I mean common, meaning not ordinary. I mean common, meaning just ordinary, regular old village people. And I don't care if you came from some big city, you're a bunch of villagers. But this is the way you think. Right? That's all. Just because you live in the city makes you a city person? Yudhishthira is a city person. Arjuna is a city person. These are city people. Guys with pitchforks and stones, those are villagers. We need a wake-up call here. Otherwise, there's no question of community. Because everybody makes mistakes. Everybody. Right? This Bhagavatam is full of mistakes. We're reading here about a mistake of one of 21 Prajapatis. And everybody, practically, well, no. If you're from India, other than those from India, everyone in this room is from the Gotra of this line right here. You are all descendants of this Hiranyakashipu Hiranyaksha. Because that's where all the daityas and dananas are from. All the demons of the universe are from Kasyapa. And you're all in his Gotra. So unless you have another Gotra than Kasyapa, this is your parentage, right here. Remember that. When you're picked up from the gutter, and then you just get a little bit together and you can find someone else's fault and you're ready to throw a stone, don't for a second think, one, that you're human, or two, that you're doing some benefit for Krishna consciousness. Never for once let that faulty thought enter your mind. Pushing this movement forward. Right? Prabhupada's walking in. Meat eaters, intoxicators, fornicators. And he's sitting down trying to get them chant, do all the different things that they need to do. Right? He's doing all these things. And that's what's going on. That's what's going on. That's what made him special. Otherwise, he could so easily point out, what, you know, is there any good quality to a hippie other than he was trying for something different? But in reality, what did they get? That spiritualism meant, you know, drugs and sex. Was it something else? Was this something higher? They read a few poems or read a little bit of, you know, this one or that one. I'm okay, you're okay. I am you, you are me, and we're all in the universe or something. Right? What is there? What is the glory of our backgrounds? That we're so willing to say, oh, you have done something morally wrong, so therefore, what is the result of that? You can't see the deities for 10 years. That's a really good, yeah, that's something the acharyas would be really proud. That's so Krishna conscious, right? By not seeing the deities, they're going to be purified. What shastra is this from? What religion is this from? Who made this up? What is this? What is this nonsense? That we're calling, we're waving a flag, calling it Krishna consciousness, the betterment of the community. There's no betterment in the community. You live in it. You know it's not getting any better. Every day it's getting worse. And everyone in it feels insecure. Why? Because at any time, if anyone does anything wrong, you're out. And who's made this recipe? All of you sitting right here in this room. And the other ones that may be on the radio listening to this, but a good chance aren't, because they don't like to hear me saying this stuff. Does that make sense? So you have to take a long look at your life. And is your Krishna consciousness something to do with chanting Hare Krishna? Trying to develop love for Krishna? Or is it just trying to get by and get some money and just live in this and that? And if somebody goes wrong, oh hey, there's some gossip. And if there's a chance you can throw a few stones, hey, go for it. Is that your Krishna conscious mind? Is that why you joined? Is that why you gave up everything was for that? To move here so that we could just do this kind of thing? Politics, gossip. Is that why we joined? Is that why we gave up everything? Was for this? I think not. And if it was, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't be saying it. So, point is here, means, or one point, is that Krishna comes because of the devotees. What's important to him are devotees. So we have to be able to recognize devotees, what's devotional service, what we're trying to do. That the devotees are making this kind of mistake, it's due to a kind of sincerity. They want to make things better, they want to move it forward, but unfortunately, they absolutely don't know what they're doing. Right? Think about it. In the last century, I think it was around 96 that political correctness came formally into the front as the method. Has it gotten any better in the last 12 years? Can you really say that there's been a dynamic surge of our social and economic and emotional and all that kind of thing? Can you really say? No. And you think back before, okay, it was wild, it was rough, no one knew what they were doing and all that, but except for some a particular individual here and there that really had it rough because of, you know, lack of knowledge of how people should behave in etiquette, most people were kind of happy. They had some kind of vision and like that, you know, that I'm going to move forward, I'm going to become Krishna conscious. I remember we joined with that, 3 years we'll be pure devotees, right? You know, like that. So, that's the whole point is, human existence is based on the experience. It's not based on the form. Right? Are you women over there? Can you confirm that? Yeah, you got houses. You got saris. You got money. But is that enough? Your husband sits back on the couch and goes, hey, I did all that. Is that enough? It's the experience. So if that's what's important, then why are we hooking it on external forms and thinking that's going to solve the solution? That's what we got ourselves in the problem in the first place. We think the external form of something is what the real thing. No, it's an assistant. The form is an assistant to the experience. So the Krishna conscious, we say the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Consciousness is an experience. We didn't say International Society for, you know, as close as we can get to the Vedic, you know, form, you know, like that. We didn't say that. Form follows, the gross follows the subtle. Therefore, that's the only reason we talk tradition. Because it's the form that goes with Krishna consciousness. But the important thing is the Krishna consciousness, not the form. So just as the form of the Vedic is not important and is thrown out by the moralist, why should the moralism be the form? If I'm going to throw out something of Manamoy, which is a higher platform, Varnashram, for Pranamoy, some Western concept, and even that American, Europeans give generally much more space. Asians more than that. So is that what we're doing? Replacing a higher principle with a lower and then sitting back and think, yes, I've done a great job. Morality, political correctness, bureaucracy, that's the flag of the day. You know, and you can see it's blowing in that direction. That's why we're facing that way. That's not why we joined. That's not why Prabhupada made it. That's not why Prabhupada left Vrindavan at 70 years old so you could come here and be a moralist. You think he did that? He could have sat there and chanted Hare Krishna. Why did he come? Because the Lord wants to cultivate and encourage the devotees. Right? Getting rid of the bad qualities, that's a side thing. Right? That's like setting up the meal and the plate and the salt and the pepper and the lemon and the chili and, you know, the glass, you know, and the utensils. That's the important thing. And then we neglect the food, the people that are there eating, the serving process, the whole interaction. We ignore all that. But that's religion. Remember, the plate, the salt, the pepper, that's the form. So we have to understand, why are we're here? Because we're here because we're getting what's hidden, what's special. So wake up to the hidden. Right? There's devotees that make thousands of dollars teaching to devotees the secret that's come out of Egypt. Right? Where are the Egyptians today? What's going on? Is that where you want to be? Right? Even the ragamuffin, you know, how you say, the Jews defeated them. Because yeah, God was on their side. They had the secret. The Jews had God. Who won? Think about it. So the real secret is Krishna cares about the devotees. He establishes the rules so that the devotees can be happy. He doesn't establish the rules because to set a good example because all those bad guys out there, that's nonsense and you can't tolerate that. No, you can't tolerate when the devotees are bothered. When someone is asking Prabhupada about, you know, all the things going on and this and that, terrorism, this and that, Prabhupada said, if one animal in the jungle kills another, does anyone get disturbed? So in the animalistic human, so-called human society, that they kill each other, that's what animals do. That's what they do. So it's only those humans that are taking up Krishna consciousness, taking up God consciousness. That's what God worries about. Right? Prabhupada said, the people are so sinful, that was back then, that there should be no fruits and flowers on the planet, but Krishna leaves them here just for the devotees. That's why things go on. It would be worse, but because devotees are here. Right? In the 80s, maybe 70, big thing was the war, right? The big world war. And Prabhupada said, if we're preaching and all, there doesn't need to be a war. But if we don't, the karmis deserve a war. Right? They're killing so many animals, making so much nonsense, they deserve a war. So only if we chant, we're doing something, then for the devotees, there's not a war. Only for the devotees, karmis deserve it. So Krishna's taking care. That's what Krishna is important to Krishna. Not these other things. Not that it's not that we're supposed to be nice, we have rules to follow. We're in a section that's talking about people not following rules. But in this section, he's making the point that the reason he's establishing these rules so it runs nicely for devotees. So it's not a matter of example, it's a matter of facility. How does someone not coming to the temple make your going to the temple better? Unless, of course, you're not looking at the deity, you're just looking, oh, this one's dressed, this one, that, and oh, did you see that? Oh, this one did that, and that one did that. Hey, why is she going to go, hey? If that's what you're doing in the temple, then you might try reading Nectar Devotion. I don't think it's one of the recommended processes. Right? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. I never heard Prajalpam. That is one of the major. Kutinati, fault finding, is the worst of all the offenses. You may think it's something moral or sensual. It's not. You can get over that in a moment. Chitraketu had 10 million wives. You don't think he wasn't having sex with them? But he's right here in the Bhagavatam with his 10 million wives. Right here. And in a moment he saw, this isn't right. And gives it up. Because why? Because that's the lesser of the thing. To be Krishna conscious, that's the big thing. to be moral based on your own idea of morality is not a very big thing to do. Make up your own religion, that's easy. To follow God's religion, that takes a little more effort. Why? Because it takes appreciation of God, affection for God, wanting to therefore be like Him. Right? If there's a man who's doing his job nicely, the woman follows. She's happy. She's comfortable. When he's not, then she starts making up her own rules, doing her own thing. So if you're making up your own rules, doing your own thing, what does that mean? That means you're not very well connected to God. Otherwise, why would you do it? Females don't make up their own rules if they're being taken care of. And Krishna is taking care, but are you noticing it? Because that's also one of the satisfaction. Right? That's why chastity and satisfaction are the rules. These are the rules for women. These are the rules for the soul. Remember, the soul is feminine. Are we chaste to Krishna? Are we satisfied with the arrangements Krishna makes? And if we say no, then what does that mean? You're going to make them your own. And what are you going to do? You're going to make up your own rules. So if you're satisfied, you follow Krishna's rules. So like that, we have to really, really be very, very careful. Our purpose may be sincere, but there is a thing called etiquette. And if it's wrong, Krishna doesn't buy that, well, we meant well. You know, it'll be considered, of course. A good judge considers all angles. But you can't say that you buy it all. Oh, I meant well, but I destroyed this devotee's life and messed up this and completely turned around something, community, and made it all nonsense. But I meant well. Yes, okay, you meant well. But you did wrong. You didn't follow Krishna's laws. Therefore, there's a problem. And whose problem is it? Someone else's? No. Yours. If we're going to come from a society where the society made me like this, then the society made everyone like this, not just you. This dual idea that I can't do any different, but hey, of course, they could get it together. That's nonsense. That's not intelligent. That's like little kids. I don't care if you're 50 years old, Prabhupada's disciple, been here for 30 years, 40 years. You're acting socially like a child. You're just acting like a child. That's what children do. You see when Jarasandha and Krishna and Arjuna and Bhima meet, they're talking like adults. They're going through the shastra, what you're doing, why you're doing it, why you're dressing like this, why you're behaving like this. Not just emoting and going, whoa, this one this and that one that, and oh, that's so bad. Even in a modern court of law, if you ask leading questions that bring out things that are speculation and that, the judge will say, it's wrong. But in our court, which know it, that in the world they're called kangaroo courts. They have the same method. What's the rules on it? Whose rules? Not God's. Not following Magna Carta. So then what does that leave you? That leaves you banana republic rules. Banana republic justice. Right? And if anyone wants to defend it, I'm happy to talk to them about it. Right? But this has not gotten anyone anywhere, made anyone feel any better, made anyone any more secure, made anyone more Krishna conscious. Right? It hasn't. And the stupid excuse, oh, we're not Prabhupada. Yes, but you're not, you know, greater than Prabhupada, that you can make up your own rules and not follow what Prabhupada did either. Right? That doesn't fit anything. So we have to be very, very careful and wake up to Krishna consciousness is very much something else than possibly we're practicing right now. Some of what we're doing is Krishna consciousness. We're chanting, we're coming to the temple, we're following the program. Yes, that much is Krishna consciousness. And then what do you do from 9 o'clock in the morning the rest of the day? How much of that is Krishna consciousness? How much of your social life and your other things are based on Krishna consciousness? Or they're based on your middle class, you know, Western democratic so-called value system? Because if it's that, what's the use of it? Krishna himself said, it's not connected to me. It has no value. It's Maya. I don't care if all the people in the room say, this is good. If it's not connected to Krishna, it is Maya. Because Krishna's the authority. He's giving us a chance to follow his authority. Take the responsibility as his service. Not to change it, not to make it up. Probably called it demon crazy. Right? There's democracy in the Vedic system. But it's the lower level. Higher than that is, you know, the Kshatriya. Vaishyas and Shudras work on democracy. They have to have it, right? Because no one trusts each other. They're insecure. They got to have their, you know, whatever it is. That's why they demand it. But above that is the Kshatriyas. And above that is the Brahminical culture. So, if you want to settle for these lower things, but know that they're lower, tell people, hey, we have a community here. We follow, you know, all these nice other rules. We're very, very Christian, except we don't turn the other cheek. Right? You do something wrong, we follow that you're eternally damned. Got that? You like it here? Great. You know, we got, you know, 5 apartments, you know, you can rent over here. This one over here is, you know, someone selling. And, you know, you can, you know, come check it out. Hey. Make it clear in this day of so-called being honest, being straightforward. Be straightforward. Tell people you're a materialist and you can't do any better than that. Because all your dreams of Krishna consciousness have been destroyed by bad etiquette and culture. And you have no idea how to correct it, so therefore you're falling back on what you learned in your house, in your family, in your growing up, and that's how you're going to try to rectify it. Just say that. And then people go, hey, I can relate to that, that's where I'm at. And other people might go, sorry, doesn't sound so good to me. You know, I'll start a, what do you call those things? Gathering, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, like Montana, where I'm not going to bump into you people. So, we're going to be honest? Let's be honest. And honesty is defined by Krishna, not by you. Don't be so proud. Remember, age is the authority of shrewdness. Remember that. Knowledge is the of Brahmins. Devotion of devotees. So you choose. It's your life. That's why Krishna leaves it this way. It's your life to use it however you like. That's the meaning of the Tathasta Shakti. You want to move with Krishna, you move. You don't want to, Krishna makes all arrangements. He loves you so much, he'll even arrange for you to be a nonsense. Who else is giving you all the stuff? Right? Some living entity wants to be the Lord of the universe. Who arranged it? Other than Krishna. And when does it become a problem? When they disturb the devotees. The demons don't disturb the devotees. Krishna doesn't bother them. It says in the Nectar Devotion that the demons can sleep peacefully at night, right? Because they die there because Sudarshan Chakra comes and cuts off their heads. So when it's time for them to die, they see the Sudarshan Chakra coming. Then everyone gets afraid. Who's going to die now? Right? But they sleep peacefully at night knowing if they do nothing wrong towards Krishna and his devotees, he won't come and bother them. Other than their karma's up, they have to die. But that, other than that, he's not going to bother them. He's comfortable. Yes?
Oh, okay. So the neighbors are like having permission from the utility authorities, so then they have to come and try to try to disrupt their
Yeah, that makes sense.
As long as you're willing
Your comment was is that in the Puranas you have your stories where the demons take up all the devotional activities or spiritual activities. Then they, after they've taken over the heavenly planets, and then it's very hard to deal with them, so you have to distract them from that. That's actually the cause of Buddhism and Jainism, was to distract devotees, I mean, people who are practicing Vedic sadhana from following it, right? And nirvishesh shunyavad, that's the Buddhism. So it's half of the Westerners' problems. It's Buddhism. And Buddhism is the method that you use to distract those who use the Vedic system wrong from using the Vedic system. So they make up their own system. Think about that next time you're making up your own rules. Where'd it come from? Because it didn't come from Krishna, so then where'd it come from? Okay, we have time for, I guess, one question.
Some devotees have trouble understanding how what you brought in this world, getting married and helping with your wife. What difference will that make in your life?
What difference will cleaning toilets, washing pots and getting married do for your life? It depends if you know what you're doing. If you're washing pots, you'd rather not be, it's not going to do much for you. It'll do something, because any activity will give you some result, but if you know why you're doing it, and it'll give you more. If you're committed to it, it'll give you more than that. So the whole thing the whole human life starts, because we mentioned human life means varnashrama, starts with brahmacharya. And what's the definition of a brahmacharya? Right? It's a celibate student if you're looking at the developing the knowledge aspect, but in activity he's known as menial servant. So the combination of celibate student menial service prepares him for life. So the same thing is there for girls. Right? They're chaste, they learn their knowledge, and they learn activities that purify the heart. That is the culture. You know what I'm saying? We have to make up things so the devotees can get together. I'm telling you, we have to have a lawn party, okay, everyone cooks this much. You know, it's not enough for the 100 people that come in, but you know, like that. We have Christmas parties, we have big birthday parties, but there's somebody samskaras and just feeding devotees. I know myself, if something comes up, someone has to cook. I'm talking about this community. People fret for days about a simple menu that they're cooking for 3 or 4 people. It is like a burden for them. So if you want to know why there's not a lot of community going on here, one major reason, I mean besides what we talked before, is who knows how to cook? People that know how to cook always have people in their house. One, they're not afraid to invite them. Two, the others aren't afraid to show up because they know this person likes to feed people. But there's no food. What holds together? Men, women, and kids. Men and women, okay, the sex can hold them together. But throw in the kids, then what? Food. It's the one common element that every living entity can relate to. And not only that, good food. Right? Basically, the men, it has to be okay food. Right? But for the women, it's got to be good food. So, is there going to be community if the women don't relate to each other? All the men are nice friends, but is there community? No. Until the women relate to each other, there is no community. Right? Why do they put so much? Because they're frustrated women. What was the question? Why is there so much negative connotation putting on these standard things that Prabhupada talks about? He said a girl's training is cooking and cleaning is the first main ones. teaching of the chastity. Then he mixes sewing after that, and he mentions then according to the girl's academic ability or other skills, then she should learn how far she can. So like if she's very expert, then she becomes very expert. And if she's good at Sanskrit, she learns Sanskrit, how far she can. She knows English, this, that. But it's individual. But the girl learns nothing else than cooking and cleaning. Her life will be successful because she can cook. That means everybody, she has a relationship with everyone on the planet if she can cook. Right? Otherwise, what's her relationship? Right? You know, bringing it over, just putting it just right there, just past the nipple. Oh, just there, right? Can't see it from the front. I look down, but hey, if you look from the side, ooh, it's a size B. Right? And that's all they got. And how long does that go for? Push it to 30. 35, the mucus goes out of the body. Everything sags, like it or not. You got money? You can do some surgery. People don't know how to eat anymore. That's another big problem. But at least you have to start with the cooking. Those who know how to eat and cook should teach it there. That's a very major problem. So that means, besides not knowing how to cook, means this side's cooking, this side's got to know how to eat. You want to know why this side doesn't care about cooking? Because you guys don't care about eating. If when they do go out of their way and spend 3 days to cook something that wasn't that difficult, but for them was, and you say, this is great, they'll do it again. But you don't, they won't. Right? So therefore, ultimately, it comes back to this side of the room. But unless that side of the room wants it, this side of the room is not going to know it exists. So like that, it's a full effort by everybody. In the community, the Vedic concept of community is a group of individuals who have committed themselves individually to a common set of values. You know, when I hear this, oh, someone's calling me, oh, brainwashed. I think the person who said it, first of all, needs a brain, then we can wash it. Because Krishna's given this. We're in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna's given it, and we say this doesn't work, it's not for us. Just as a side point, just to finish that last point, just to drive the nail in the coffin. Do you know that in the Vedic concept, that a prostitute, I mean a full-on prostitute, her value is lessened by half if she shows off her breasts. Half. If she was $100 a shot girl, she's only worth 50 if she shows off her chest. Think about that next time you're inching it over. Just think about it. And think about the guys, that the girls who did that, what their husbands are like, what their life is like. And I'm talking about girls from my life. Right here, you got examples. That means you've been reduced even less than half, because that was people who understood some value in girls. So you get 50%. Nowadays, they don't even know what they are. You get even less. These are reality. Right? No one can just push it aside and say, oh, that's simplification, oh, that's this, but there's this. No. This is reality. It's just the way it is. So the men have to become conscious. Then only the women can become confident. The women are confident, they'll be happy to do their duties. The men will feel more satisfied. Everything will work great. But it starts here. That answers the question of why does the Shastra always say he, right? Everyone says, but change it to he or she or it or someone. No, it's he because it starts here. And if it's not happening here, then it's very difficult to make it happen over there. Or they'll make it happen, but it's nothing to do with you guys. That's simple. Okay, so, end of that question? Yeah. Grantarag Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Dhyana Dhyana Prayanandi ki.